Hello and welcome to Component 2, The Culture of Healthcare. This is Unit 9, Socio-Technical Aspects, Clinicians and Technology, and Lecture 9B, Patient Safety. We're going to start our discussion on patient safety at a high level. Consider this. What kind of nationwide measures need to be taken in order to improve patient safety in healthcare facilities in the U.S.? The National Patient Safety Goals promoted by the Joint Commission, the NPSGs, attempt to address this. These are a set of regulations that address specific safety issues in the hope of promoting patient safety on a national level. These issues include a reduction in infections by microorganisms that are resistant to multiple antibiotics, addressing catheter-related bloodstream infections, or CRBSIs. The National Patient Safety Goals also specifically focus on reducing surgical site infections, or SSIs, as a measure of patient safety. Another aspect of patient safety is to implement a Do Not Use list. In 2001, the Joint Commission issued a Sentinel Event Alert on the subject of medical abbreviations. At that time, it became quite clear that improper use of medical abbreviation was an important barrier to patient safety. In 2002, the Joint Commission approved a National Patient Safety Goal requiring accredited organizations to develop and implement a list of abbreviations that they would not use. In 2004, the Joint Commission created its own Do Not Use list of abbreviation as part of the requirements, and in 2010, the National Patient Safety Goal was integrated into the Joint Commission Information Management Standards. Controlling infections in the hospital setting is an important patient safety measure, and many methods have been used to attempt to achieve this. Many methodologies have focused on hand hygiene, and an important advance in hand hygiene has been the addition of waterless hand rubs as opposed to using soap and water. Immunizing healthcare professionals is an important feature, as is the appropriate use of antibiotics. If an infectious patient is admitted into the hospital, then identifying and isolating these patients is an important measure to control infections. Infection control also involves revising training measures, improving competency assessments, and recommending hand washing procedures. Infection control is also achieved by using safer medication, for example, single-use IV flush vials. There is a small but distinct possibility that patients will be harmed during surgery. In 2003, the Joint Commission approved the Universal Protocol for Preventing Wrong Site, Wrong Procedure, and Wrong Person Surgery. Since 2004, this universal protocol is required for all accredited hospitals, ambulatory care, and office-based surgical facilities. So what is a universal protocol to prevent patient harm during surgery? Components of this protocol include conducting a pre-procedure patient and site verification using a process that is replicable. Another component is to mark the procedure site. And a third important component is to perform a pre-procedure timeout. These components, when combined, reduce or prevent patient harm during surgery. So who are the stakeholders that promote patient safety? There are organizations that promote patient safety, for example, the LeapFrog Group, which is a voluntary program initiated by large employers and organizations of purchasers. Now, LeapFrog initiatives include the LeapFrog Hospital Survey that assesses hospital performance based on four quality and safety leaps that reduce medical mistakes. The list of LeapFrog members is impressive. Employers include corporations such as Boeing, Chrysler, and FedEx, and organizations of purchasers such as State Employers Quality Health Alliances and State Business Groups on Health. Nonprofit organizations also promote patient safety, an example of which is the National Quality Forum, or NQF. The NQF sets national priorities and goals for performance improvement, endorses national consensus standards for measuring and reporting performance, and promotes the attainment of national goals through education programs. Members of the NQF include consumer organizations, physicians, nurses and other clinicians, hospitals, public and private purchasers, accrediting and certifying bodies, and healthcare research and quality improvement organizations. Consumer organizations also help to promote patient safety. An example of this is Consumer Reports, which has released information that rates hospitals, cardiac surgical groups, treatments, and natural medicines. This organization uses multiple methodologies for rating. For example, it uses performance data from the Society of Thoracic Surgeons to rate cardiac surgeons, and uses patient ratings based on a federal government survey, the Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems Survey, also known as the HCAHPS survey, to rate hospitals. Previously, I had briefly mentioned the HCAHPS questionnaire that allows patients to rate hospitals. HCAHPS questions ask about communication with doctors and nurses, pain control, patients are asked how often help was received when needed, and about the cleanliness and quietness of rooms. Patients are asked if they receive information about new medication and information about discharge instructions. Patients are also asked whether they would recommend the hospital to family and friends and are encouraged to provide an overall rating of their experience. Consumer safety may be promoted by the involvement of consumers providing ratings of hospitals in order to assist other patients make sensible choices regarding their options.